Hi, sorry.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm really conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yes.
Thank you very much. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the coming school year?
My daughter's going to be in 12th grade next year, and my son will be in the 4th grade.
Okay, so that would be, just so we can get it recorded, 2 children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes the schools your children will attend this coming school year? One of the district's public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston, a private school, or homeschooled?
Well, they're both in Boston. One goes to public, the other one goes to a charter. The younger one goes to a charter.
Okay, thank you very much. What is your age, just for demographic purposes?
45.
Thank you. How do you describe your gender? A man, a woman,
men.
Non-binary, some other way?
Men.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
African American.
Thank you. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston public schools, what grades are your children entering to fall? You mentioned this, but just so we can get recorded.
Yeah, 12th grade and 4th grade.
And 4th grade, thank you. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving in the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied?
I wouldn't say very satisfied, just satisfied overall. It's fine.
So that would be somewhat satisfied? Between very satisfied,
yeah.
And somewhat?
Mm-hmm.
Can you please tell me which one?
Oh, somewhat satisfied. Yes.
Okay, thank you. The students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 12th grade child's school, it was graded in the same grade. Overall, how would you grade your 12th grade child's school?
Oh, if I were grading her school, I'd give her school, probably a B+.
Okay. How about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade the Boston Public Schools with using the same scale, A, B, C?
I'd probably give it a C.
Thank you. Thinking about how Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools using the same scale?
I would give her an F.
Thank you. As you may know, in the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public Schools system living up to this commitment?
Living up to the commitment of welcoming to all?
Yes, how well is the Boston school system living up to the commitment?
Using the same grade scale?
I can tell you the scale. Is it very well, somewhat well? Not too well or not at all?
Not too well.
As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well or not at all?
They're not too well.
Mm-hmm. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, which you say is the parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group. You can pick your top two.
Well, I'd say definitely the politicians and the BPS leadership would definitely be the ones that, I feel like they pay more attention to them than the students and community.
Thank you. Now, you mentioned you had a child in 12th grade. For this next section, we're going to ask specifically about your 12th grade child. Mm-hmm. How engaged do you want to be in your 12th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat engaged.
Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your 12th grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Not too engaged.
As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
I don't feel strongly either way.
So would you say you're somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System.
Totally disagree.
So that would be a strongly disagree?
Yeah, strongly disagree.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. The Boston Public School System makes it easier for me to share my concerns.
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. How concerned are you about your 12th grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school?
Very concerned.
Okay. How concerned are you about your 12th grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm somewhat concerned.
Does your 12th grade child school offer after-school sports or not?
I don't believe so. I'm not sure.
They
have like basketball or football.
Okay.
Nothing I'm aware of.
So would you say that it is, you said not offered at all?
Yeah, none that I know of.
Okay. Does your 12th?
They may have it, but I'm not aware of it.
Okay. Does your 12th grade child's school offer extracurricular like arts and music or not?
Not much, I believe. I think there's a little bit there, but not much.
So would you say that they offer what they offer is not enough? They offer the right amount, or?
I would say not enough.
Okay, thank you. Does your 12th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No.
Does your 12th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No, she's proficient.
Okay, thank you. For the next questions, please think about your fourth grade child. Looking ahead for when your fourth grade child will attend high school, would you say you're satisfied with the options available to them in the Boston Public Schools or not?
Yeah, I'm not satisfied with the options for the fourth grader now.
Okay, thank you. What are the main things that are important to you in thinking about a high school option for your fourth grade child?
It would be things like the IEP for kids with special needs. There's just not enough support there.
So
speech therapy, occupational therapy, learning environment, and that, nothing's really there for him.
Okay. So let me just get through this just a moment. So that would be more support, more IEP support, and for kids with special.
Yeah, the services that the IEP says that he needs, those support systems, they exist, but they're not. I don't feel they're strong enough.
So that would be a better IEP support for kids with special needs and like occupational and speech therapy.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Just let me hear this. Okay, the next one is, and by the way, I thank you very much for your patience, but we still have a few more to go. So bear with me. Many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a high school for your fourth grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as a state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club?
No, I prefer more a traditional model, but incorporate the digital. Since that's the future, but you can't look at kids through the screen all day.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to work.
So between yes or no, it's more.
It sounds like more a no. If it's more digital than in person, I would say no.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about a high school for a fourth grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you are answering, please assume that there is no cost for the new school. Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them. Do you think it's very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Not too appealing.
Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentation or projects, not just tests.
Yes, that sounds very appealing.
Allows my child to move at their own pace?
Yes, that's appealing.
That would be very appealing or somewhat appealing?
Very.
Okay, thank you. And gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere?
Somewhat appealing.
Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups?
Very appealing.
Thank you very much. For the next few questions, please think about your 12th grade child. Does your 12th grade child school offer honors or AP classes or not?
Yes, they do.
Would you say they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount?
I'd say the right amount.
Thinking about this past school year, did you consider finding a new school for your 12th grade child?
No, I didn't.
Many schools use digital tools in their classroom. Would you consider choosing a school for your 12th grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club?
No, I would prefer in person.
Thank you. And similar to the fourth grade child, this is like a repetition as well. If you were to seek out a new school for your 12th grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you're answering, please assume that there is no cost for the new school. allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
That's very appealing. Somewhat appealing.
Oh, somewhat appealing. Thank you. Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentation or projects, not just tests.
That's very appealing.
Allows my child to move at their own pace.
Somewhat appealing.
Gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere.
Not very appealing.
Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups.
That's somewhat appealing.
Somewhat appealing, thank you. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken in your home? I'm sorry. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
Just English.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I did 4 years of college.
Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, $25,000 to less than $35,000, $35,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to the previous one?
$35,000 to just under
$50,000,
yeah.
Okay, $35,000 to $50,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I really appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Thank you.